broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic and pray you had an absolutely marvelous weekend. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for February 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is our one of two, and our goal always to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. We use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, for the United States of America as our guide. Kirk Crosby's with me, and we got a whole lot of hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. It all starts now. Man, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you what, there's so much news everywhere, it's just daunting to cover it all. I've got literally, 100-plus pages of news, and I can't even seem to get to it all. It's just beyond imagination. And the problem is, it's getting worse, not better. And I try to look at the stories and say, man, which ones matter most? And it's getting harder and harder to do because there's so many things that are critical for Americans to understand. A quick recap of the broadcast that took place on Friday. And by the way, I'm wondering if I had to do the recap news. It takes time out of the show. But the stories we cover are so vital. If you miss one, a summary is really helpful. So Friday's recap, we talked about more states are pushing back against Common Core. The Daily Signal had that report, but see, I don't believe it. See, this is the problem. It's a big old lie in the mainstream press. States are not pushing back against Common Core. Now, you say, come on, Sam. Yeah, they are. And my response is, not really. There's a few people that are against Common Core in a given state. I agree. There's a few states that are even getting bold and don't like the way it's going down. But look, every state's on the government dole with the feds. And they receive a big bunch of money for Common Core. And as long as they're on that government teat, if you will, of finance, they're not going to reject Common Core. They might play games with money. They might manipulate the standards a little bit. They might change from, you know, Common Core 1.0 to 2.0. I'm not saying they won't change the parameters, but trust you me, the state and the federal involvement in education will remain, even though they pretend that they're going to reject or push back against Common Core. Let me give you this example. Mississippi. They claim Mississippi is considering a full repeal of the Common Core standards. You believe that? Look, they'll lose so much federal education money. I'm telling you, the state of Mississippi will not do it. Okay? What'll happen is you'll find out there's two or three good, hard-working individuals that truly hate Common Core that are doing their best. But somehow the majority, somehow the governor, somehow the state senate, somehow somebody somewhere will derail the project. I guarantee it. That's how they roll. Okay, so I wish Common Core was going to be shut down by the states. But remember, the Common Core was created by the states, by the governors. It's a governor's association, if you will, created educational project. Remember, they were so sick of the feds in education that the governors created one. Now it's as evil, if not worse, than the Fed one we had yesteryear, right? So it's like quasi-government 2.0 implemented by the governors. Now the states are going to consider full repeal or, quote, push back against Common Core. Get a clue, folks. It isn't true. Government will not get out of education. The Republicans have bragged about it, promised it, begged and pleaded for literally decades. Even before Reagan days, they were talking about getting rid of the education department. It's not going to happen, folks. It's kind of like getting rid of the IRS. Oh, they're going to talk about it again, or they're going to audit again. They're going to, but they never do they? All right, suspect punches himself on tape. I guess he was videoed punching himself. Then he tried to blame it on the cops. He got caught, NBC News. See, we always want to blame the cops for everything. And the cops certainly are too brutal these days. There's no doubt about it. However, we cannot blame the cops for everything, folks. Restaurant got mixed up in Facebook flap about cops. A restaurant employee suggested he wanted dead cops. Those are the only kind of good cops. The restaurant tried to distance themselves from that. So they tried to apologize, fire the employee, give some free food to the cops as a way to say they were sorry. And then everybody that's anti-cop went against that. The restaurant then feels like they shouldn't even have a Facebook page. They just can't win. They love their country and don't even want to make this political. You just can't win, folks. Police arrest suspect in road rage killing of Vegas mother. Now, this is a very strange story scenario as well, but I'm going to quickly cover it. Look, we've been told all kinds of lies in the mainstream press about this Vegas shooting. An innocent mother gets murdered and all this kind of stuff, and by golly, it's crazy, and we shouldn't have guns, and the cops are negligent, and da-da-da, we go on and on and on and on in the story. The narrative and the timeline and the circumstances and who's who and what's what in the story changes over and over and over. Now it turns out that the victim, meaning the mother, knew the male who shot her quite well. And we don't really even know the real details and the real story about this scenario yet. So they tried to raise a bunch of money on GoFundMe to support the family of the mother that got shot. And then they pulled that down and said, whoa, wait a minute. The family snookered us. They didn't tell us the whole story. Well, even now we hear more and more information. The cops have now changed the timeline. It turns out there is a lot more to this story than meets the eye. It turns out that we still don't have the facts or the details here. So don't back the mother that's dead. Now, I'm not saying she's wrong, but I'm saying, look, there was trouble on both sides. Both sides were armed. The son now tried to get the mom to call the cops and not go out. The mom refused. Son went with mom to protect mom. I guess he didn't get the protection part done very well. Anyway, I'm just telling you, there's so many wrinkles in these stories. Those who are, quote, first to the news lose because they lose credibility. Ladies and gentlemen, step back for a second when you don't know the details of a story. Just because you see something in the news or see a headline or see a video clip, that doesn't mean that you know all the facts. Be very careful indeed, all right? That's all I'm saying. All right, Christie, that's Chris Christie. Well, on his turf. Yeah, in his backyard, so to speak. Mr. Walker, that's Scott Walker, compares himself to Reagan. So Walker waltzes onto Christie's turf and Walker then says he's like Reagan. I'm not convinced that Reagan's who we think he is, folks, or that Reagan should be the pointed to leader we ought to turn towards. We increased debt under Reagan big time. We had Iran-Contra scandals under Reagan big time. Jeb Bush, is he a Reaganite? Oh, yes, he is. Not. Reagan and Bush also acted alone to shield illegal immigrants, just like Barack's doing, folks. We had the big old amnesty under Reagan, too, remember? We had high interest rates that eventually went down. I'm not saying Reagan was evil, and he did some good things. He realized that government was the problem, at least that's what he said. But I see a lot of problems under Reagan, and I want somebody to point to me a specific, direct, constitutional move Reagan made. I don't see a lot of them. I really don't. All right, hour two on Friday. We had our guest on, Mr. Scott Bradley, topreservethenation.com is his website. We talked about Ron Paul predicts that there's going to be a de facto secession movement. The states are going to refuse to listen to federal laws. And I appreciate Ron Paul saying that. I don't believe he's correct because the states are on the government dole financially. And until they get off the dole, they don't really have the ability to thumb their nose at federal laws and ignore them. The first state that has the guts to get off the government dole might have a prayer to do that. But I'm telling you, that finance, that fake fiat bogus money is a big carrot and a big stick, isn't it? Tom Woods says secession is a reasonable option that everyone resists. I don't deny that we have the authority for secession, ladies and gentlemen. I just think that there are better remedies to restore the republic. And I think nullification is one of them. I think making sure that we get off the government dole is another. I think abolishing the 17th Amendment, putting states back in charge of the Senate seats, if you will, would give the states a seat at the table is another. I think abolition of the IRS is another. I think finding ways to make sure that Americans can have their own money, repatriate money back into America that's held overseas now. Big dollars, too. I think all those solutions would be the starting point. Getting government out of education. Why do we need the federal government in education at all? There's a lot of changes we can make that could really restore the republic using the supreme law. And I think secession is a nuclear option that doesn't have a whole lot of value, in my humble opinion. A state that can't get off the government dole certainly can't succeed, can they? At seceding, I don't think so. All right, so the idea that we should declare our independence is a good one. The idea that we could dissolve the bands that tie us to a government when that government's not obeying proper procedure to protect life, liberty, and property is a legitimate one. However, there are solutions short of secession that, in my humble opinion, have a lot more likelihood of success and seem like we could make a bigger difference. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. That was a recap of the broadcast that took place on Friday. News the networks refused to use for today starts now. Kirk Crosby's with me. This half hour is brought to you by TetonSports.com. When you want indoor covered outdoors when you're camping, do it right with Teton Sports. Hi, Kurt. Hope you had a great weekend, sir.
Thank you. Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
This story's from across the pond, Kurt, and I guess this guy gets on a subway. He's all grumpy. It's super crowded. He shoves this guy out of the way and drops the F-bomb and curses at him and says, hey, you know, we got places to go, things to do, people to see. Get out of the way, and dropped the F-bomb, and he was very rude to him. And the other guy kind of just stepped back and went, whoa, and tripped out. And well, then the developer, he's a Python developer for software. I guess he goes into a job interview, and Kurt, who do you think he saw?
The same guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I guess suffice it to say he didn't get the job, Kurt.
Yeah.
And right. So I bring this story up only to say, see what's happening in our society, Kurt. Why would that guy drop an F-bomb, push a perfect stranger? The guy's down on his luck. He doesn't have a job. Maybe that's the reason he doesn't have a job, because those kind of character traits aren't really hireable. But I bring it all up to say that, you know what, don't try that at home. Don't do those things. Try to control your tongue. Try to control your temper. Try to behave in a way. So now what they're saying is one of the best ways to get a job, Kurt, is ride the subways and be as nice to everybody as you possibly can.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, you know, a little different.
It's a good thing to, you know, be nice.
Yeah.
It's kind of a Christian principle, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's why I'm bringing it up. And it is true that, hey, you know, most jobs, at least good jobs that people get, have to do with a relationship somewhere. Either you've worked with somebody else before, and then they know that you're available and need work, and so they hire you because they've had a great experience with you. Or, you know, in other words, the networking of individuals based on recommendations and is huge. You get a job because your brother-in-law, or because your coworker, or because you're... I just bought a car for my daughter. And actually, my daughter bought a car, but I helped her buy it. And the guy we met working on it, he came to Utah, and he said, I don't even know why I'm in Utah, except for... The other guy that works at this car dealership here was really good friends with my dad for literally years and years and years and years. And so I've sold cars in the past. And when he heard I was coming to Utah, he offered me a job, and I was grateful to have one. And I'm just telling you, relationships matter. And the way you treat others and the way you behave matters to where people feel comfortable to recommend you. Anyway, I just found that as a headline of what not to do when looking for a job. Then kind of the opposite might be the key to success, is Kurt, why I'm kind of bringing it up. Not only for a job, but in life too, you know? All right. Did you see this pre-primary shift to the right? They call it a pre-primary pivot to the right, Kurt. They're talking about Scott Walker.
Oh.
And I guess, they say it was a memorable political ad. Scott Walker, for 30 seconds, looked directly into the camera. It was last fall, and he called abortion an agonizing decision. He described himself as pro-life, but borrowing the language of the pro-abortion rights movement, he pointed to legislation that he had signed that leaves the final decision to a woman and her doctor. Now, that language was gone when Scott Walker met in Iowa with Republicans in a hotel just last month in a conference room, according to a person who attended the meeting. There, Scott Walker basically talked about defining life beginning at conception and would effectively prohibit all abortions and some birth control methods. Scott Walker has quickly vaulted into the top tier of Republican likelies for the presidential race for 2016, surging on the reputation that he took against labor unions, as well as surviving his bitter recall election. And he's really pushing forward with an aggressive goal to win the hearts of the party's, quote, Christian conservatives. And so in doing so, he's stressing a much harder line on social issues than he did just a few short months ago, when he faced a robust challenge from a well-funded Democratic woman as he made his run for the re-election as governor. The shift in tone is noticeable, not only on abortion, Kurt, but on same-sex marriage, another issue of intense interest for social conservatives. A few weeks before the November election, I guess the Hawaii Journal Sentinel was interviewing him, and he was sidestepping questions about his earlier opposition to abortion. And four times he avoided direct questions relating to should abortion be prohibited after 20 weeks. That's a position that he previously embraced, backing away from it. Anyway, he also declined to restate his position about abortion relating to rape or incest. But he now pushes that he passed pro-life legislation in Wisconsin, and he struck down or shut down Planned Parenthood. It was strikingly a different portrayal of his views on abortion than just a few short months ago. He has consistently played down the importance of abortion in Wisconsin as an issue. But now he's kind of changing his tune. Yeah. What do you think, Kurt?
Well, am I surprised when a politician changes his tune? Is that what you mean?
Well, Scott Walker in specific. Because sometimes we think that these guys are a little bit different than the average politician, maybe.
Yeah, and you know, the thing that I'd like to, I guess you could say, that I'd not be surprised about is that unless, you know, of course, these are his words and they come directly from his mouth and you really understand fully, it may be part of a... I guess you could say a
manipulation
article,
campaign. Sure.
You know, that's what I'm seeing as I see the different things about Walker. Not that I'm, you know, that much pro Walker. I'm just pro freedom and liberty. And so then
and you're just saying that, hey, Walker may have changed his tune, but more likely the mainstream press is manipulating reality. And I think there's truth to that. We caught him at it last week, for example, in some of the shows we did. Here's a phrase that's being used. Walker is what's called a full-spectrum conservative, Kurt, who is focused on big, bold reforms that have transformed Wisconsin after very difficult economic times. He's a pro-life traditional American who has taken on the special interests. While Mr. Walker is courting conservatives, he also is trying to take on Jeb Bush. And so he's hoping to emerge as a, quote, bridge candidate. And anyway, there you have it, Kurt. So the problem is the mainstream press is reporting on private meetings here, Kurt. They're also reporting on statements that were made, etc. Now, I'm going to defend Walker a little bit, Kurt. Because I'm not saying that Walker has changed his tune on anything like the mainstream press is saying. What I am saying, though, is oftentimes when you make a statement, you are making statements related to issues that relate to whatever you're doing. Okay? And let me explain. Right after the pause, I'll explain more what I mean. I think you can have different statements made on different issues to different audiences, but not betray who you are or what you believe in. And I'll explain in seconds. And I'm not defending Scott Walker. I don't even know if I'd vote for him at this point. I just have a feeling there's two issues here. The mainstream press and Scott Walker. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Sam and Kurt back with you live on Liberty Roundtable. I'm bringing up this Scott Walker headline for the mainstream press. In pre-primary pivot to right, Walker shifts tone on abortion. And the mainstream press article goes on and talks about, hey, you know, Walker's really against abortion now, but he wasn't as against it before, and same thing with same-sex marriage, and they go on and on. And Kurt, right as rain, nailed exactly what I was getting at in this story. I'm not saying Walker isn't saying different things to different people. He probably is to some degree. But I'm going to get to the exact reasons why in a second. I think you can do so and not jettison your core values, by the way. I really do. And I think that the mainstream press is trying to exploit this, and Kurt Crosby nailed it. Let me give you some examples from this story really quick, then we'll dig into it in more detail. This story is critical, in my opinion, because you got to understand how the mainstream press works. For example, it says this. On same-sex marriage, Mr. Walker conceded, for us, it's over in Wisconsin. All right? I'm sure in the mainstream press, he did say that. Okay? But during the meeting with Iowa Christian conservatives just last month, when the same issue arose, he struck a different posture, said the person who attended. Now listen carefully. His comment was the court may have acted like the issue is already settled because they refused to hear our case. But for me, the issue is not settled. We're going to continue to fight for those values that are important to voters. So just because Scott Walker said in one case it's over for Wisconsin, because of the mainstream press, he's avoiding taking a beating and waiting to see what happens in the courts, but behind the scenes to his friends and to trusted parties who will not take advantage of him because of his words, he says we're going to continue to fight this thing. Now the person, listen carefully, spoke on conditions of anonymity because, well, they say the meeting had fewer than a half a dozen people and the meeting was meant to be private. Now, think about that for a second. You got less than a dozen people in a meeting, a very private meeting, and one of them now is talking to the press and perverting the statements of Scott Walker, suggesting that because he said publicly to the liberals, hey, the gay marriage issue is over in Wisconsin. And then behind the scenes, he says, it's not over. The courts won't hear our case. I still have a problem with this, and I'm still fighting. Now, are those statements that are completely playing games or incongruent? Or is the real truth that both statements were said, but given the audience, both statements must be said? You say, Sam, you're talking in circles. What are you talking about? He didn't have to do that. Oh, I disagree. Now, Scott Walker said in a prayer breakfast that he was waiting for guidance from the Lord to determine if he should run or not. Okay? He tells supporters that he can feel their prayers during the very darkest days in the confrontations with the very public employee unions. Now, listen carefully. Now, he also talks more about the culture war against, quote, hostile extreme groups bent on hate and disruption. In his speech at the Iowa Freedom Summit, he thanked the crowd for the prayers that have sustained him and his family, listen carefully, while they were under attack, even physically threatened by opponents. Most of the death threats against Scott Walker were pointed at me, he says, but some of them were even pointed at my family. He said, I remember one of the ones that bothered me the most, listen carefully, were one of the threats that were sent. They said that they were going to cut my wife like a deer. Another time, a protester sent a threat directly to my wife and said, if she didn't do something to stop me, I'd be the first Wisconsin governor ever assassinated. All right? Now, think about that very carefully of what I've just told you. Mainstream press article, a goal to attack Scott Walker, to take advantage of him because of his words, evident in the article. It starts out by saying, in primary pre-pivot to the right, Walker shifts tone on abortion, same-sex marriage, and everything else. But when you dig into the story, you find out, I submit to you, what he said isn't completely incongruent at all. And you get somebody who basically should not be speaking about this private meeting, who's out babbling, not really telling the truth. They're saying his words are totally different, making him out to be some kind of a manipulator. But the truth is, not only has Scott Walker got multiple death threats, but now his family and his wife does. And one death threat even said, hey, Scott Walker's going to get assassinated if you don't stop your husband. Now, Kurt, you've brought this up many times, wisely so. This doubles, triples, quadruples down in defense of the point you made in the mainstream press, sir. Your response?
Well, we just pretty much see it all the time, Sam. And unless you, you know, say exactly what they want you to say, you toe their line. You know, they're all for freedom of speech, for example, if you are saying what they want you to say. Now, if you somehow go off the rail and go against, well, their view of the way America and the world should be, man, your freedom of speech is limited. You're not supposed to be able to say those things.
I think you're right. And it also shows, you know, what are you going to say if all of a sudden you get an assassination threat right before you're about to give a speech and they say directly about gay marriage or about this or that? You might get out there and say, hey, you know, the issue's over in Wisconsin. You might say that publicly because you know what the courts have ruled. And you're just saying, hey, I'm not sure what can be done at this point. It looks like it's over. And then later you think about it, you ponder, you think what you might be able to do as governor, and you think, you know what, I'm still going to fight this thing. I still have a problem with this. And so you tell some private people, I'm frustrated by this. They won't hear our case. I'm going to keep working on this. Now, are your two statements completely incongruent, Kurt? I don't think so. Let me give you another example. Ron Paul has been a very moral Christian OBGYN baby doctor and congressman for literally decades. In the private sector, he's given probably more help delivering babies to the poor than anybody else that I know. I'm not saying nobody tops him, but I'm just saying he's given away a lot of his time for free to really help. He's put his money where his mouth is in terms of what he believes, what he stands for, what he does. Okay, Kurt? He really does. Ron Paul's done a tremendous job at that, and that's why so many of us like him. Even if we disagree with him on a point or two, we let that slide because we say, look, the guy's so true blue. The guy's done his very best. I don't believe even in a situation where you can find something that didn't go well that you can blame Ron Paul. You got to say, look, the guy stuck to his guns. I don't believe he's caving now. We must not have the whole story. And so I bring that all up to say, when Ron Paul was running for president, I guess a bunch of hookers, prostitutes in Las Vegas and in Nevada funded some of Ron Paul's campaign for president. So then the mainstream press jumped on Ron Paul and said, by golly, look, man, all the prostitutes and all the pimps and all the sex workers are supporting Ron Paul's campaign. Look at Ron trying to make somehow Ron Paul less of a Christian, less of a moral married man, less of a service-oriented OBGYN, less of a constitutional congressman than he really is. And they tried to run with that, and he stopped them by saying, I don't agree with them or their beliefs on the issues that you bring up, that they're prostitutes or sex workers or whatever. However, if they want to back the principles of freedom, we welcome them. And I think Ron Paul was very savvy in that. And by the way, the firestorm stopped in about an instant because they knew full well they don't want to take that on or they'll lose. Well, Scott Walker may not be as careful and as savvy as say, a Ron Paul. You know, a lot of people kind of laughed at Ron Paul, and they're like, oh, he's not as slick and as debonair and as capable as others. And so, you know, we want somebody. But Ron Paul's very, very intelligent, very, very seasoned in the media. And he may not be the perfect delivery guy, but he is very savvy. And he makes very few mistakes. And so maybe a Scott Walker didn't respond as well. But the idea, I mean, they want you to believe that Scott Walker's ready to promote abortion and gay marriage and stuff. It's an absolute lie. And now that we find out that there's assassination threats, I mean, even the mainstream press is admitting there's assassination threats and threats against Scott Walker and his family. And I'm not sure what you would say in that scenario. My point isn't to back Scott Walker, but to tell you how the mainstream press works, how manipulative they are. And I'm not ready to throw Scott Walker under the bus over these manipulations of his comments and these twistings of what he said. So far, we got some person that was in a meeting that's talking out of turn, and we have no evidence for what's even stated. But yet the mainstream press treats it as fact. Isn't that fantastic? I don't mean in a good sense. Look up the word fantastic. You'll see. Isn't that crazy? Liberty Roundtable Live.
What's so special about the Get Prepared Expo? Imagine having the opportunity to learn from some of the best preparedness and survival instructors available today. The faculty of USAPrepares.com. Imagine meeting your radio instructors all in one place. The last weekend in March. Imagine having lunch or dinner at a table with your instructors. And the cost? $10.80. Imagine having your favorite instructors autographing and personalizing your new books. Imagine buying Berkey water filters at deep discounts, the lowest price in the country. Imagine buying freeze-dried long-term storage food at the lowest price in the country. You don't have to imagine. This is real. It's at the Get Prepared Expo, the biggest and best preparedness expo there is, March 27, 28, and 29 in Lebanon, Missouri. One-day tickets are $8 on the website, getpreparedexpo.com. Getprepareduxpo.com.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about Scott Walker. They say in pre-primary pivot to the right, Walker shifts tone on abortion. I say they're manipulating his statements. The mainstream press, no doubt, afraid of Scott Walker playing the games that they play. I guess somebody was in a private meeting with Scott, and they're saying he's not saying what he said publicly. And my response is, can you say something in public, but then say something else in private with more detail or your real feelings? And you have to. Does that mean that Scott Walker's playing games? I don't think so. I think the mainstream press is manipulating this till the cows come home. And Kurt, you've got a pretty interesting Scott Walker headline. I've taken some of the articles you've given me out of order because this one relates to Scott Walker. Scott Walker's cowardice? They're saying he's a coward?
Well, that's right, Sam, and the the boys at the WashingtonPost.com are the ones that have it. Now, this is an opinion piece, and the thing you have to remember about an opinion is that's what the newspapers and the different media entities use to say, well, it's not really us saying it. It's just, you know, we're just letting folks have an opinion now.
Yeah, but they only take their own opinions that back their agenda.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Just imagine if you wanted to send in your opinion, Sam. I don't suppose it would get, you know, all the ink that this guy's opinion is getting. This guy, the opinion writer, they call him Dana Milbank. And, they say that he's, coward. Basically that's what they're calling him, is a coward. And why are they calling
him a coward?
When you
say him, you mean Scott Walker.
That's right. They're calling Scott Walker a coward by saying that he was at a dinner that Rudy Giuliani was too. And Rudy said some things not so congenial about President
Obama. He said that Barack Obama doesn't love America, right?
Well, yeah, but, and so guess what Walker did? I guess he was sitting just a few seats away, and you know what he said?
He probably said, nothing. I think that, oh, nothing, okay.
He said nothing. Yeah, and I guess he was asked the next morning on CNBC about what Giuliani had to say. And they say the Republican presidential aspirant was spineless. And here's what he said. The mayor can speak for himself. I'm not going to comment on what the president thinks or not. He can speak for himself as well. I'll tell you, I love America. And I think there are plenty of people, Democrat, Republican, Independent, everyone in between, who love this country. Yep, sounds like a cowardly, spineless guy, doesn't it, Sam?
Well, and here's the problem that I have with this. I believe this is just a mainstream press manipulation in the first place. Giuliani is going to run around and say Barack doesn't love his country, and I would agree with Giuliani, and I think that more people need to tell the truth about Barack Obama. However, I will say this, though. It's nothing but a mainstream press setup. You know, Giuliani says that, then 10 other Republicans say that, and then they all get marginalized and shut down. Scott Walker was just smart enough not to walk into their snare.
Yeah, but even though he didn't walk in, they basically put the label of coward in, I don't know, something else. What I'm surprised is they didn't really call him a racist. I mean, he's a
not
white
yet.
Guy, isn't he?
They're working on that, Kurt. They just gotta find
Giuliani,
something to tie him
they
to
didn't
that
call
first.
Him a racist. And yet, you know, if you say something not too friendly to, Mr. Obama, then, hey, man, you're some kind of an evil dude.
Yeah, but don't worry. Lindsey Graham, Senator Lindsey Graham's in the news.
Oh,
and he
boy.
Says, no doubt President Obama does love his country, Kurt. So, I mean, the definitive has been spoken, sir.
Oh, yeah. Lindsey Graham, the hero of America.
Yeah. Anyway, I bring all that up just to say that I think Scott Walker is being absolutely attacked vigorously at this point. I think they're manipulating his words, and you can't trust what the mainstream press says. And I'm not saying Scott Walker's peer is the driven snow or that he's perfect. I'm not even saying that I'd vote for him. But I am saying that I believe he's getting an absolute bad rap in the press big time. I mean, at the start it says in pre-primary pivot to the right, and then they go on. And then later at the bottom of the story they say, yeah, they're threatening to assassinate him. And then Scott Walker's cowardice should disqualify him, an opinion piece written in the mainstream press rags. All right, they also say Scott Walker's anti-union law, Kurt.
Well, you're right, Sam, and, this is where you're supposed to, I guess, and this is a Washington Post piece as well, they say it has crippled the labor movement. In other words, anybody who wants to work has been beat up by Scott Walker. And yet, when you read the article and you see what has really happened, you know, the average rank and file person a lot of the guys that, well, they're not privileged to the all those fancy benefits of being in a union, you know, where
you
like,
right.
Hey, you've been in there for so many years, so then you're just not going to lose your job. Even if you do crazy things while you're working or whatever. And yet those people there in Wisconsin, many of them, you know, they kind of supported Mr. Walker saying, hey, man, everybody's kind of got to cut back a little bit, and you union guys are the same. And you know what's happened as a result, Sam, of Mr. Walker's efforts?
Yeah,
and,
more freedom,
and
more right to work in that state, and then Scott Walker's become a lightning rod for the liberals to abuse, yeah? Other than that, what?
Well, that's exactly right, and a whole bunch of the unions are kind of suffering because not so many people want to pay dues of they've reduced dues from $59 a month to $36 a month, but many of them are not even showing up. They've had like 70% drops in their union membership. For example, the state employees union has dropped by 70%.
That's phenomenal.
The National Education Association was 100,000 members strong. Hey, they've seen their thing drop by a third. You know, and the whole point, you know, is not what you, when you really see what the unions have done, you know, in my opinion, many times they were maybe used in the beginning for some good purposes. But later, man, it was incredible to me to see the power that they'd have over your representatives, and they got their way so many times. And the people, you know, the average guys are just kind of ticked off about it. So
it's a good point. Listener Paul chimes in, Kurt, and he says, his name is Paul, he chimes in. He says, you're absolutely right about that Common Core stuff. The same thing was done with gay marriage. The states and the churches, many of them which, said, no, we don't define marriage as being nothing other than between a man and a woman. However, the federal government stepped in and said you must obey, quote, judicial decisions. The same thing is going to happen in Alabama. The same thing happened with Common Core. And anyway, the question is, what are federal tax dollars? They're forcing with these tax dollars to do things. It's all an illusion. It's false opposition to make it appear as though a battle is being waged. I think Paul's absolutely right, Kurt.
Well, yeah, and remember, you know, as Sam has taught us over the years and continues to promote the idea that basically he who owns the media makes the rules. Now, you know, these guys, if they wanted these same articles, could, well, they could make Mr. Walker look like the hero of America. They could make him basically look like, wow, the family man and all that kind of stuff. But if they choose to, they can make him look like the enemy of America. They
you got that right, Kurt. Like, with a minute on the air left this hour, Ken, Utah, you're on the radio, sir.
Yes, Sam, Kurt. I was wondering about Sheriff Mack, how he's doing, and been talking with my wife about what we might be able to do to help with some finances. We're tight ourselves, but wanted to make a donation, but wanted to know if that would be of help and how to do it.
A donation would absolutely be of incredible help because he doesn't want Barack Obama insurance and because he put all of his retirement money to the CSPOA. His wife went to the hospital and then he had his heart attack and it's just rough for him. And so the bottom line is they need about $100,000 to cover all their medical expenses. And if we have cash, we can bargain some of that down and reduce the cost. But the best place to go is GoFundMe.com/HelpSheriffMack. GoFundMe.com/HelpSheriffMack.
Very good.
Help
we'll
Sheriff.
We'll be donating $50. It's tight and tough for us at this time, but we know that if everybody jumps in and helps, and I would challenge anybody out there listening, we need to help each other in difficult times, and this is one for them. And God bless Sheriff Mack and his family. And,
yeah, so far we've raised $16,268. We've only got 30 grand on there thus far, but he needs more than that. But we thought we'd start with that number. He's about halfway there. And so it's GoFundMe.com/HelpSheriffMack. Ken, thank you for your support.
You're very welcome and happy to do it.
There he goes. Ken leading by example, ladies and gentlemen. Highly recommend you do the same. GoFundMe.com/HelpSheriffMack. We need your support, folks. Sheriff Mack really needs it. He's starting to do better. He's starting to speak again. But, man, he's got a big row to hoe when it comes to medical bills. GoFundMe.com/HelpSheriffMack. Would be grateful. Thanks, listener Paul. Thanks, listener Ken. And thanks to Kurt Crosby. Hour one in the can. Thanks to you for listening. Hour two coming up in seconds. You want to turn any phone into a radio? It's simple and free. Smile and dial 712-432-5339. Along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore our grand old republic. You get it? Get involved? Would love it. LibertyRoundTable.com. This nation shall endure.